You're listening to SBS News.
Kamal Debussy had no idea that his daughter and grandchildren were being held in the Al-Hol camp in northern Syria.
In my daughter's case, quite specifically and quite clearly, she was coerced into going, and that's been recognised by the Australian authorities. The first I knew that she was in Syria was when the Australian government knocked on my door and told me, your daughter's in Syria and she's been coerced into going.
Mr. Debussy, along with Save the Children, is calling on the government to intervene. He says despite the escalating conflict, it is still possible to safely get the Australian women and children out while the camp is still under Kurdish control and the border crossing is still open.
We're trying to underscore the need for urgency to act. There is a window that's open at the moment that we do believe we've and we need to make sure the Australian government knows that is open and that time is shortening.
He believes the window of opportunity is likely to be open for days rather than weeks. While Kurdish fighters have been cooperating with Australian families and government officials on the release of foreign citizens, it's unclear how the Syrian government will treat them. Mr. Debussy says his family members are not the only Australians in trouble in Syria.
We have found an extra two Australians in the camp that have been very fearful to step out. There's a mother and a child. The child is quite seriously ill. And we're trying to get some more information about that mother and child overnight, and there's not a lot of information available. We're also being made aware through the sporadic contacts that there is another mother and child that's actually had to be taken out of the camp. The child has become quite ill, between a life and death situation.
Melbourne woman Sonia El Abbas also has relatives in the Al-Hol camp. She travelled to the camp in July determined to find her sister and children. She has a total of 11 relatives there. As she watches events unfold on TV, she told SBS News she fears the worst for her sister and the rest of her family.
She's quite distressed and quite afraid. She's very, very, you know, they're afraid for their life, and including the rest of the women and children in the camp. They're all afraid. They're just afraid of being, you know, going back into war again when they're begging to come home now. And this is where we're all frustrated because we want them alive as well.
Many of the women at the camp are hardline believers, but despite their connections with IS, there are growing calls for the repatriation of foreign nationals. Matt Tinkler is the acting CEO of Save the Children Australia and believes it would be better for them to face justice in Australia than to be left in Syria.
It's much better for the Australian justice system to prosecute any case that exists and ensure the safety and appropriate treatment of these people than allowing them to stay in a place like war-torn northeast Syria.
The US this week repatriated 8 of its citizens from Al-Hol, and other countries, including France, Germany and Sweden, have acted to repatriate some of their nationals. Australia has already repatriated some orphans, but analysts say what to do with children whose parents are still with them is much more complex. Alan Lee, SBS News.